You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Good afternoon, 3 p.m. service. Can you just tell your seatmate, I'm glad to see you here this afternoon. Right, say it like you mean it. I'm very glad to see all of you here this afternoon. I'm seeing people who are just so filled with faith this afternoon. Why? Because we've just recently concluded our series called Unwavering. And for the past several weeks, we have been looking at the life of Abraham and digging deeper to his life and how we can emulate the faith that he has and apply it in our very own lives, all right? And I believe we've learned that our faith is based on the unwavering God that we have, right? So we've just recently concluded that one. And today, we are starting a brand new series. We have our annual World Mission Series. And this is part of that series to encourage or for us to understand better why we are doing world missions, all right? The Bible commissioned every believer and followers of Christ to make disciples of all nations, not just in the place that we are in, but we believe also that God has called us in part to help bring the gospel to the nations. That is basically having cross-cultural missions. That's why we also have GG right here. Thus, the name that we have, Every Nation. Our heart is really for the nations. Now, we will understand that one better. Now, we are calling this series The Beat, all right? Because through this series, we would understand better that God's heart has always been for His glory to be displayed or manifested throughout all creation. The display of His glory, His heart beats for the lost person in the nations, not just in your community. This series is all about the unchanging plan, purpose, and mission of God to display His glory throughout the earth, through us, believers and followers of Christ, sharing the gospel to the nations, right? So the beat, God's heartbeat, as believers of Christ, His heart should be our heart beating for His mission. Beating for His mission, and that is to display His glory throughout all the earth. Now, our text for this afternoon is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Now, as we go through this series today and next week, we will be able to answer some of the few questions that we are asking ourselves. Who we are? Why are we here? What are we on earth for? Why does the church exist? This two-part series will be able to answer those questions. And today, as we go to week one, we will focus on the mission of God, understanding God's heart for the mission that He has for all creation. If you have your Bibles with you, can we all stand on our feet and turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 26 down to 28. It says here, "Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Let's first look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 22. It says here, "And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." Now, it's interesting to me that the first time the Bible mentioned God blessing His creation, it wasn't for man. The first time the Bible mentioned God blessing His creation is for the animals. It's not for us. He said, God bless them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let birds multiply on the earth. So basically, this talks about the animals. And He said, very specific, be fruitful, multiply, and fill. Now this gives us a picture that from the very beginning, when God created everything here on earth, God has a plan and God has a purpose. His plans were very specific and very accurate. to be fruitful, to multiply, and fill. The second time the Bible mentioned that God blessed His creation was for man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says here, and God blessed them. And what did God said after He blessed man? The same thing that He said to the birds and to the fish. He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Now, this gives us the principle that God's blessing sets up our purpose, mission, and calling in life. God's blessing sets up our purpose, our calling, and our mission in life. It also gives us the idea that God's purpose for His creation is one and the same. The purpose that God has called us to do is the same purpose that He has called for the animals. Let me illustrate it this way. Take a look at some of these pictures right here. I've searched this in the internet and typed down the most beautiful fish in the world. This is what I've got. Indeed, it's beautiful. These are some of the fishes that are found to be the most beautiful in the world. These are also some of the flowers that are most beautiful in the world. Part of that one are lilies. You have also the lotus right there. Also, the most beautiful animals in the world, flamingo. Flamingo is top 10 most beautiful animal in the world. This one, indeed, they're beautiful. The toucan, I hear this in my son's nursery rhymes. Indeed, as you look at these pictures, I believe you are amazed by how beautiful these creations are. This one, the peacock, it's so beautiful. I'm mesmerized with this one. I have two pictures of the peacock. Indeed, they are beautiful. And this one, the last one, I forgot its name, but it's so beautiful. I hope you find it beautiful as well. Now, my point here is that creation screams of the glory of God. If you try to look at the surroundings, you would be able to see that creation indeed is screaming for the glory of God. When we look at them, we will be amazed of how these things were created. Creation screams of the glory of God. The purpose, mission, and calling that God has bestowed in all of His creation is for His glory to be made known throughout all the earth. God's mission is to display His glory in all of creation. That is the reason why we have been created. This is the heartbeat of God, that His glory be made known. Now take a look at this one. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22. It says here, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas. Waters in the seas, basically all the waters in the world. And let birds multiply on the earth. In the entirety of creation. This is talking about the animals. Now talking about man, it's still the same thing. The earth, on the earth. It gives us a picture that God's mission is global. God's mission is global. God has called us to make disciples of all nations throughout the globe. From the very beginning, God's mission is global. God's mission is global. That's why we don't have an excuse why we are not going out to the nations. God's heart is for the nations. Now, when Adam and Eve sinned, right here, when they ate of the fruit, did his mission change? Did God's mission change? Did God's purpose change? Certainly not. His mission didn't change. Even after the fall of man, God's purpose still remained. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 and 7, this is the covenant that God has with Noah. And God blessed Noah and his sons. And it's the same thing. He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Be fruitful, multiply, increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it. There's a covenant with Noah. That's after God cleansed the whole earth. Covenant with Abraham. He said, I will bless you. All the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. The same thing. God's mission was global. God's mission didn't change. Genesis chapter 26, verse 3 to 4, it says there, I will bless you. I will multiply your offspring and in your offspring, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. The same thing. It never changed. Covenant with Jacob. It says there, your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south, and in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. From God's covenant with Adam down to God's covenant with Jacob, even after man sinned again and again, his purpose, his mission still remained the same. God's mission is unchanging. God's mission is unchanging. God's mission cannot be thwarted by any crisis. Even our sins cannot thwart the mission of God. Even our sins cannot change the direction of God's mission. God's mission is unchanging. Situations may change, but His purpose still runs the same. Situations may change, but still, His purpose still runs the same. Now, God is not like us. God is not like human beings. Our decisions are based on our circumstance. We have a great plan. We're already moving in our plan, but because some of the situations change, we have unforeseen situations that came in our way, we change our plans. We stop right in the middle because we think we cannot pursue this because this is out of hand. I'm out of control. I can no longer continue in this one. We change our plans. We change our direction. But God is not like that. Situations may change. Crisis may come. But God's purpose and mission will still be the same. Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. He said, let us. If you look at the first few days of creation, you would begin to notice that it was just God speaking. God spoke and then everything happened. But before Adam was created, God conferred with a Trinity. This is the very first time that the Trinity has been made mention. The three persons of the Godhead were talking. They're making that decision. Let us make man in our image and likeness. This gives me a picture that man is important. That man is special. Right? Kindly tell your seatmate, you are special. And he said, in our image and after our likeness. We were created in the image and likeness of God. Now, this talks about our value and our worth as a person. This gives us a picture of what is our true value and worth as an individual. It says here, God created us in His image and in His likeness. We are unique. We are a unique reflection of God. And that says it all. You are of great value and of great worth because you are a reflection of God. Now, do not allow the world to determine your value and your worth as a person. You are not defined by your social status or your economic status. Your education, your work doesn't define you. People's opinion of who you are doesn't define or give the true value or your worth as a person. Because our value is in God Himself. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says here, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are His masterpiece. The Bible teaches us that we are the crown jewel of His creation. That speaks of our true value and worth as a person. Our value and worth are determined only by God Himself. And we can see our true value in the great plan that God has for us. In the great responsibility that God has bestowed on our shoulders. As believers and followers of God, we have a great responsibility to subdue the earth and have dominion over the earth. That sets our value and worth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says there, we are to subdue and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. This, in fact, entails that each and every one of us are valuable and are worthy of honor and dignity. We are valuable. Having said that we are made in the image and likeness of Christ or of God, man is a representative of God in creation. We represent God in creation. No wonder when people, as believers and followers of Christ, when people would look at us, their perception of us individually will reflect on their perception of who God is. It's because we are representatives of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7, "For a man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God." In the original Greek, it's the word icon, meaning to say resemblance, representative, right? Or an idol, an image, and glory, meaning in the original it says doxa, meaning splendor, majesty. As God's people, we are to reflect His glory in all of creation. His majesty, His splendor, His glory, His holiness, His excellence, His honor, His praise should be reflected in us, in our lives. We are to reflect His glory in all of creation. This is the mission of God, to display His glory in all of creation. We are all created to accomplish that mission. This is our purpose and calling. It is a great privilege for us to be able to take part in this mission. The mission of God. We are not worthy, but God has given us the privilege anyway. We are unworthy, but God has given us the privilege anyway. Mission begins and ends with the glory of God. Mission begins and ends with the glory of God. Even after we sinned, we have seen that God's mission never changed. God's plan, in the master plan of salvation, when Christ came to save and reconcile us back to God, He didn't just save us to be reconciled in our relationship with God. He also saved us so that we can be reconciled back to the mission of God. God's plan is unchanging. Christ came here to reconcile us back to our relationship with God and to reconcile us to the mission that God has bestowed in us from the very beginning. 1 Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, "And through Him to reconcile to Him all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross." The plan was still to include us in the fulfillment of that mission. God saved us so that we can be reconciled back to that mission. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, and Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, "Because we are already tainted with sin, God gave us this command through Christ to put on the new self." And look at this one. The new self is created after the likeness of God. It's still the same. Likeness of God. And He says, "Which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." We are to put on the new self because we have been tainted with sin. Now our new self will still be in the image and likeness of God, for us to be able to still perform the mission that God has called us to do. God made a way for us. Instead of simply stewarding creation, now because we sinned, we've disobeyed from our forefathers filling the earth, now we must first need to help redeem all of creation through preaching the gospel of Christ. Now from being stewards, now we are ambassadors, ministers of reconciliation. God appealing through us. God giving us that same mission to preach the gospel so that His glory will be displayed. The ways and means by which He will accomplish His mission may change, but His purpose remains the same. The ways and means by which He will accomplish His mission may change, but His purpose remains the same. To display His glory in all of creation. To display His glory in all of creation. Now, as we established in the beginning of this message, God's mission is global. According to Chris Wright, he said, "It is not so much the case that God has a mission for His church in the world as that God has a church for His mission in the world. Mission was that made for the church. The church was made for missions." God's mission. This is the very reason why we are here today. And this is the very reason why we are doing missions. We are calling each and every believer, follower of Christ, and encourage them to do missions, to preach the gospel in all nations, because this is the very heart of God. Christopher Wright says, mission arises from the heart of God Himself and is communicated through His heart to ours. Communicated from His heart to ours. Mission is the global outreach of the global people of God. Amazing. We cannot remove or set aside this mission as an individual and as a church. Now, even as we are followers and disciples of Christ, we have the great tendency to compartmentalize our life, our family, our career, our ministry, God's purpose for us. Somehow, we tend to determine which or how big or which part of the pie we are to give to God. But the reality is that we shouldn't be the one giving God part in our life. We should be the one immersing our life in God, in the plans and purposes of God. Dili pwedeng si God ang atong isingit sa ato ang plans. Because if we will try to fit in God in our plans, God will never fit in. But God designed us in a way that everything that we do, the entirety of who we are, would fit into His plans and His purpose and His calling and His mission. Because God is the ruler and the Lord of all, we should be asking ourselves, how can my life serve the mission of God? It's not fitting the mission of God in our lives, but how can we serve the mission of God? How can our life serve the mission of God? In the things that we are doing, how can this serve God's mission? Right? The mission of God is therefore the ultimate purpose which every area of our lives must serve. Our marriages, our children, our family, our ministry, our career should ultimately serve the mission of God. The mission of God is the reason for our existence. Without this mission that God has embarked into, we wouldn't be here. So it would be fitting for us to put or to surrender the entirety of who we are to that mission. The Lord, this is what I am doing. This is who I am. This is what I do. How can I serve your mission? Not that God's mission should be fit into our lives, because we will just be so busy. We will not have time for God. I love this translation from Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 to 30 of the Bible, the Voice translation. It says here, the crown of God's creation is a new creature, a creature that can sound the heartbeat of its creator. Let me just read that once again. A creature that can sound the heartbeat of its creator. The creature made male and female reflect God's own relational richness. The human family is to join God in the ongoing work of creation. The earth below and the sky above, with all their inhabitants, are too beautiful and too good to be left alone. They need the tender care and close attention that only God's favored creature can give. It's so beautiful that we can reflect God's heartbeat for creation. That we are favored, that we are His crown jewel. We are the people of God on a mission to show His image and spread His glory to the world. Psalm 72, verse 19, as I end, blessed be His glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen. This is what the psalmist declared. I hope this is also our declaration of our lives. That God's glory will fill the earth and we will partake of that mission. We will take part of that mission in subduing and having dominion over the earth for God's glory to be displayed in all of creation.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.